Difference between Hanukkah and Purim, which are similar holidays, that is, on Hanukkah, there's no mitzvah to make a suda. On Purim, suda's Purim. It's one of the main aspects of the day. But on Hanukkah, the Shulchan Aruch says, Riboy ha-sudai shemarbim behem sudais ha-reshus. Mashma, that they always made sudais, Hanukkah suda, Hanukkah besiba. But at sudais ha-reshus, like va'um lemishta v'simcha. Why? Because when they were koveya Hanukkah, they didn't make it a lemishta l'simcha like Purim, like it says in the Megillah. It was rather l'hoidais u'lahalel. So different few of hayom, even though different mitzvahs hayom, even though we do make sudais. The famous explanation of this, Mishnah Berurah brings it also, is from the Levush, and that is that it depends what we're celebrating. In the case of Purim, Haman was trying to kill us. Annihilation, Holocaust, that's what we're talking about there. And we were saved miraculously. So our yontiv is to mishta v'simcha, we're misameach our goof. He tried to take away our goof. So we pay attention to our goof and we drink wine and we eat meat and that's what we do. The Greeks, we don't have clear record that they actually were out to kill us all. What they tried to do more is assimilate us. And to assimilate us, maybe, and all a Jew had to do, this was here at Eretz Yisrael, all a Jew had to do to make his life easy was to say, okay, I'm going along with the Greek culture, I'll do everything you want. Misyavnim, which probably most of the Jews in Israel did. So to survive physical annihilation is Purim, and to survive spiritual annihilation is the Nes Hanukkah. And therefore, it doesn't make sense to eat. It's not the eating is the point. The Iker is Lahodos Ulahalo. Lamaisa, why do we have Sudas on Hanukkah? Because whenever we have anything to celebrate as Jews, we eat. That's what we do. So, Mamelu, we eat. But it's a Sudas HaRishus. What are we going to do? Go dancing? I mean, that's what we do. We eat. But the thing is like this, that it has a tremendous nafkamina la'alocha, because here's an important klal, that we add al hanisim in benching. And if you don't say al hanisim in benching, you forget, which happens a lot, because it's not like Shemoneh Esrei three times a day. If you forget al hanisim, you don't bench again. Why? Because the only time that an addition requires you to go over it a second time, you forgot, is if there was a chiyuv to begin with, like Shemoneh Esrei. But in other words, like there is no chiyuv to eat. So there's no chiyuv to eat, there can't be a chiyuv to say al hanisim. So mamela, we say al hanisim, we put it in lahodos ulahalo. Well, it's a good, in other words, the minhag became like, put it in there. Why not? You're benching, so you're talking to Hashem, put it in there. But it can't be a chiyuv that you'd have to go back on, because eating is not a chiyuv b'chlal. Mashain came by Purim. Have a good Erev Shabbos.